It's been about 8 years since I've done this, and so I have a lot of ground to cover, a lot of ground to cover. But I know tonight that someone will be disappointed, because I cannot talk about all the great things that are happening in our city. So I want to apologize in advance if I miss something that is really dear to your heart, because I'm going to. I really am. So let's get started. Over the last decade, we saw the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. Kalamazoo is facing rising unemployment, lower property values, and other serious economic challenges. Now, through this time, it was clear to me and to a lot of us that we had to convene the greater we. That's us. We knew during this time we had to convene the greater we. We were going to create the vital city that we want for Kalamazoo. We needed to develop a shared community vision for our city, one that was informed by as many voices as possible and was focused on the aspirations for Kalamazoo. What's interesting, people answered the call. Elders and children, businesses, students, neighborhood groups, and community organizations. 18 months, 4,000 voices, 1,000 surveys, and more than 100 meetings. This led to the amazing Imagine Kalamazoo 2025 and our 10 community shared goals. This is the most informed and ambitious vision in a generation. And I am so excited about that. Now, we can't, as leaders, just have you come to a table. We had to do our part as well. If we were going to ask Kalamazooans to imagine, yeah, you like that? We don't use Kalamazooan too often. I like that. To imagine a better city, we had to match their creativity with our own, to find a way to stabilize our budget and provide resources to make the vision a reality. Now, we know Kalamazoo's generosity is unmatched, truly is. We know it because of the Kalamazoo Promise. We do. But we also see it in the countless contributions of people and organizations that work every single day in service to others right here in our city. It was this spirit that opened the door to the Foundation for Excellence. Now, this is an innovative funding model to address our financial challenges. Challenges that had driven us really to be thinking about our decisions in a different way. But because of the Foundation for Excellence, a mindset of caution and cannot became one of impact and one of what is possible. Absolutely. Now, we know that Kalamazoo is full of extraordinary people, many of them, all of you in this room. We are creative. We are diverse. But just like you and I, Kalamazoo is perfectly imperfect. A place where talent and intelligence are equally distributed, but opportunity and prosperity are not. This is the state of our city. It truly is. However, I believe that through the vision, plans, and actions that we have created together, we can achieve shared prosperity for everyone. Right, Commissioner Cooney? We imagine together, and we plan together. Tonight, I'd like to talk to you about this vision, stories of some of the people that represent this vision, and the goals of shared prosperity, which ties everything together, every one of our 10 goals together. So in everything the city of Kalamazoo does, we must always ask ourselves, how does this support the vision of Imagine Kalamazoo? Progress, baby. How do these programs or this project create a safer community, more inviting public places, or more complete neighborhoods? We must always be honest with ourselves. that for people struggling to make ends meet, an inviting place is far less of a priority than stable income and housing. Most importantly, we must ask, how does this work promote shared prosperity for every member of our city so that everyone can benefit from achieving these goals that we have set out? So what does this look like? What does shared prosperity look like? It looks like Mr. Sheridan, who was at risk of losing his home, but instead was able to stay, thanks to a partnership between the Foundation for Excellence, the Local Initiative Support Corporation, Chuck, and the county treasurer, which resulted in zero homeowner tax foreclosures in the city of Kalamazoo in 2019. Where's our good county commissioner, Williams? Are you in the house? You started this work with the treasurer, and I thank you for this work. It gave us the opportunity to launch and move forward. Let's give her some love, please. Shared prosperity looks like Super Rec, which provides free summer programming for youth in the city, offering kids a chance to play outside with positive role models, learning and growing socially and emotionally every day. All the while, during the summer, eliminating child care worries for their parents. It looks like helping 171 people resolve more than 250 low-level warrants during Amnesty Day. Yeah. I see our Assistant Chief Coakley smiling back there, and Her Honor Judge Tiffany Ankley, they are very much a part of this program. Amnesty Day, taking care of issues before they escalate into more serious legal barriers. Barrier busting right there. And it looks like your city commission voting to move forward with five new programs recommended by the Shared Prosperity Kalamazoo Organizing Committee. Programs that address gaps in existing community services, expands youth enrichment programs, and helps citizens returning from incarceration. Your commission, your community board, the SPK, brought those initiatives forward. In total, this is a new $1 million investment from the Foundation for Excellence. $1 million. Shared prosperity work looks like efforts to promote housing for all in our city, encouraging developers to take advantage of programs that can create more affordable housing, connecting home buyers with banks, providing home ownership education, and even providing financial assistance to help residents buy their first home. And it looks like stronger ordinances to prevent housing discrimination. Right, Commissioner Griffin? To prevent housing discrimination. As well as community benefit agreements that create partnerships between developers and neighborhoods. And we have been partnering with Isaac and the Fair Housing Center to bring these forward. Commissioner Griffin, thank you for that work. You were the spearhead for making that happen. Affordable housing is vital to the success of our city. It is. And we will be working hard to provide more units in this community and to provide more safeguards so people can afford to live here in their homes. Now, beneath all this work, shared prosperity means the humanity and experiences of each person and recognizing the value that they offer to our city. Shared prosperity also means acknowledging the policies and practices that created the problems that we are now working to address. And it means moving forward in a more equitable and just way. We are a community that is better than certain aspects of what is happening. We have to have affordable housing. We have to have jobs for everyone. We have to have everyone having the opportunity to find prosperity in our city. Now, for the men and women of public safety, shared prosperity means focusing on building relationships with people they serve, listening and seeking collaborative solutions to issues when possible. So one of the favorite programs of mine that public safety is working on is called Pastors on Patrol, pairing pastors with public safety officers to help mend the distrust that can exist between officers and the people they serve. The pastors help mediate interactions that can sometimes be challenging. They help each side see the humanity in the other and find common ground. Now, last weekend, I had a unique opportunity to speak with Greg Jennings Jr., the champ, as I call him, at the Greg Jennings football camp. Now, his father is a pastor and was the first pastor to be involved in the program. This is what Greg had to say about his dad joining KDPS on patrol.
My father's wife, police officers on patrol. I hesitate to speak for him, but because I am his son, I am serving leadership. It's simple. He's done it his entire life, my entire life, I should say. What I've seen him do, I've tried to imitate with my kids, with these kids, with my family, with communities, making sure that everyone has an opportunity to see someone who really cares. Come into contact with someone who really cares. Regardless of what it is you're doing, regardless of what it is that you've done, or what it is you think that you're going to do that may jeopardize your future, that's my father's why. He's here to be a servant. He's always known him as nothing but a servant. But as you grow older, you understand why. When you're called to lead, when you're called to be a servant, it's a mandate. There is no question. There is no, I shouldn't, I can't, I won't. It's, I must.
Let me recognize Pastor Greg Jennings Sr. for working with our public safety department. He is the pastor of Northside Progressive Church of God in Christ. He's here with us tonight. Pastor, will you stand? Let us recognize you. So did Junior get it right? Did he get it again? Okay. Well, thank you for everything you do for our city. But the champ also recognized that by volunteering for this program, his dad was putting himself at a little risk. Check this out.
The one thing I will say is when I first heard of him being so heavily involved, I'm like, Pops,
so Greg went on to talk about whether his father had a vest, because we know that often when you are volunteering in this city and you care so much about the community and are focused on helping everyone, that sometimes you don't even consider yourself. So, Chief, if we don't have a vest for him, get him a vest, please. Shared prosperity also means exploring new ways to prevent violence or criminal behavior by offering a better path forward. This is one of the goals of the Group Violence Intervention Program, which brings community partners together to show individuals who are under the pressure of group dynamics that their community cares, that we care, and that there are other ways besides violence. besides violence. And I want to thank Isaac for really demonstrating that this program could work here. Any Isaac representatives in the House? Now, the officers that serve this community put their lives on the line every day. Every single day. When we need them, they are there. Police, fire, EMS, answering the call. In fact, in this city, answering that call 107 times a year, about 300 calls a day. They are constantly under pressure. And as a city, we expect a lot from them, and we should, absolutely. And they continue to answer the call. So I want to tell you, a few months ago, there was a report of shots fired near downtown. The call comes in.
911, where is your emergency?
Hey, we're at 167 East Kalamazoo Avenue. We have a shooter in our lobby.
167 East Kalamazoo?
Yes, please. Okay. Kalamazoo, get here as soon as you can.
Now think about that call. What would go through your mind as you rush to the scene? Someone has a gun, and you have to be first, the first one to walk through the door to protect people. Think about that moment. Think about it.
Do you know if they need anybody else down there? They help.
I'm not sure what's going on. Somebody, we've taken a couple calls that says there's at least 50 to 60 people still inside the building. And it was an ex-employee that had shot one shot in the air.
Is this an active shooter situation, or what do we have going on?
I'm being advised that he is inside, and they shoot him. He still has the gun.
Go to your vehicle. He's right there in front of the front door. No, no, fucking shoot him right next to me.
Hold on, team.
They're rolling 26 right now.
As you saw, officers ran toward the danger. Now, one of our officers was shot, being saved by his bulletproof vest. I know you know the story. Unfortunately, the gunman did not survive the encounter. Now, this is a tragic and dangerous situation, which could have gone another way, resulting in more loss of life. So tonight, I'd like to recognize the men and women of the Department of Public Safety who responded quickly and professionally in this case and to thousands of calls each year that we never hear about. Thank you so much. 8 years ago, KDPS received a similar call, a report of shots fired. Then, like now, officers responded quickly. But on April 18, 2011, a 10-year veteran of KDPS, a mentor to children, a father, a husband, a family man, a friend to everyone, Officer Eric Zapata lost his life in the line of duty. Easy loved his job. He loved his fellow officers, and he loved this community. And loved this community. Folks, the danger is real. The sacrifice is real. And we should never forget that. Just as we should never forget Eric Zapata. Our public safety department is always striving to be better. Always. Continually improving their practices and performance. So when concerns were raised about bias in conducting traffic stops, These concerns were not ignored. A year-long study was conducted to evaluate them, which led to changes in policies to make sure that citizens received equitable treatment. KDPS is now evaluating methods and procedures to determine the impact that these changes have made. Striving to be better every single day. Not perfect, never will win all days, but striving to be better every single day. Every single day. And it is interesting that we have so much expectation of our officers when public safety is not just their responsibility. Correct? It's all of our job. And all of our job. But they work hard to get it right. They work hard to get it right. And I believe we have the right leader and leadership to move the work forward. When Deputy Chief Carrie Ann Thomas was promoted to chief, a lot was made of the fact that she is the first female chief of the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety. And yeah, that's noteworthy. It is. But more importantly, she is a capable, accomplished, and highly qualified individual who cares deeply about the people of this city. Not perfect, but cares deeply and works hard for the people of this city. Give our chief a little more love, please. Thank you, Chief. You know, many of the challenges that we face in public safety, like many of the barriers that remain to share prosperity, grow from a lack of opportunity for young people. This is why I'm so passionate about youth development. When we invest in our youth by providing enrichment programs and exploration and opportunities to grow, we show them what is truly possible. What is truly possible, and that anything is. We show them that hard work and commitment pays off, and that working with others and building strong relationships can take you far. When I think about the amazing work being done for young people, there are many great individuals, a slew of you in this room, that come to mind. But tonight, I'd like to ask one of my friends to stand up and tell you a little bit about a program that is helping our kiddos on their journey to the promise. You all know him, Mr. Vaughn Washington Jr.
Thank you, Mayor Hopewell. It's clearly an honor to be here at this time. Ever since I've been in Kalamazoo, you have been the mayor. And you've led the way with your dedication and your conversation always about children. As we all know, the summer months are critical for our students. There are things they call the summer slide. There are various other things that happen for students that we see when they're away from our schools. The All Things Possible program is designed to prevent that summer slide. It's designed to help students explore, experiment, and see beyond the horizon. Students have an opportunity to focus on their education throughout the summer, but while doing that, not only seeing Kalamazoo, but going to other parts of the state and seeing some of the points of light so that they too can see that all things are possible. The dedication of this program appears to be never ending, and we look forward to the support that is there for students. I mean, just imagine growing up in Kalamazoo and knowing that someone has invested in you and they don't even know you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for that time and the dedication.
Thank you, brother. We love you so much, and we appreciate the work that you do for all of our young people and for our community as a whole. This year, we are excited to introduce another program to help our youth, the Youth Mobility Fund. Check it out.
Transportation can be a big challenge for young people in Kalamazoo, but the Foundation for Excellence is making it easier. Starting this year, riding a bus will be free to all KPS high school students. Every summer, your school will give you a brand new ID card. Just board the bus, let the driver take a quick peek at your ID, and tap it on the fare box. Then take a seat. It's that easy. Unlimited, year-round, and totally free rides to anywhere the bus runs, so you can learn, grow, advance, and thrive. And as an extra perk, your new ID will also double as a library card. Just remember, we all share the bus, so make sure to be courteous and respectful to all our neighbors. You can check bus routes and arrival times on Google or Apple Maps, or by downloading the free MyStop mobile app. Getting around just got a whole lot easier. For more information, visit www.kmetro.com/youthmobility. This program is made possible by the Foundation for Excellence and Partners.
It's simple, right? It's simple. We know that transportation can be a barrier for young people. Not having a ride can keep you from after-school programs, athletics, work, or even school. So caring people in our community saw an opportunity, came together, and that term I'm using a lot tonight, busted the barrier to all the organizations and the people who helped design the Youth Mobility Fund. Thank you so much for that partnership. So the Youth Mobility Fund will start this summer for participants in our My City program, which introduces youth to career paths and provides summer employment. A program that helps to identify what areas someone is passionate about and can bridge the gap between education and career. So last year we had 357 youth who earned nearly $400,000 in summer wages. It's so important, exposing them to employment, maybe to being an entrepreneur. You know, when these young people grow up and graduate from college or trade school or enter the workforce, we want them to be able to find a career right here in the zoo. So another area that we are investing heavily in is support for entrepreneurs, neighborhood businesses, and job training. Many people dream of opening a business in Kalamazoo. We need to support their vision and give them the tools to be successful and thrive. Again, the Foundation for Excellence has made it possible for the city of Kalamazoo to provide support to these startups. I love saying that. Also, an FFE-funded partnership was with LISC. We are now supporting 11 new small businesses with grants and loans totaling $250,000 for business development and building improvements, new businesses in our neighborhoods, creating entrepreneurs, creating examples, creating role models, creating a better Kalamazoo. Yeah. We've also been very intentional in our outreach. So for about 6 months, we have been convening a group of skilled tradesmen and women in the city, simply asking, what isn't working? What's holding your business back? What we learned was that some didn't realize how to get a state license or how being licensed could open more doors. We also learned how we can remove barriers from doing business with our own city. This led to the creation of a pilot licensing program helping them gain a Michigan builder's license. And interesting enough, the first session of this group was held on Tuesday. And some of those individuals are in the room. Stand up, fellas and ladies, if you're in the room tonight. This is economic development in a different way. These newly licensed contractors might end up working on PlazaCorp's new downtown hotel or the new developments in the Northside neighborhood. Northside? Or the Edison? There we go. Or even for the city. I got you. We are partnering with Kalamazoo Neighborhood Housing, the Home Builders Association, Community Home Works, Michigan Works, AVB, PlazaCorp. Sounds like we're collaborating with everybody. These are the folks that are busting this barrier and making this opportunity happen. Absolutely. Thank you, partners. Thank you for your work. So if you look outside, you know that this is the time of year where these skilled trade skills seem to always be in short supply. The time of year when most construction and infrastructure work happens. In the past few years, the city has increased capital investment in infrastructure dramatically. And this year, we will continue that work. So all you contractors that went to that program the other day, or anyone else who's interested in these type fields, we will have plenty of work for you to do. Plenty of work. Now, I know we all hate Michigan's fifth season construction, but I'm sure we would agree that the investment is greatly needed. Absolutely. So part of our investment as a city in infrastructure was started last winter when the City Commission approved a complete streets policy, which means that every street project in our city moving forward will be evaluated with all users in mind. And we know that also gaining local control of streets like West Michigan and Park and Westridge creates new opportunities for how we travel in our city. So just let me ask you, do you love a 5-lane highway that divides the city's neighborhoods from the downtown? Do you love a 5-lane highway? Do we have any one-way street fans here tonight? I knew there'd be one, so maybe we do, but I'm certainly not one of them. But now, with this street transfer from the state of these streets, we get to decide what is best for our city. We get to decide if we love one-way streets. We get to decide if we want to trim our streets down. We get to decide. Yeah. Yeah. You've been asking for this. I'm not going to guarantee when one-way streets may disappear. Certainly going to be not going to happen before I'm gone, but we're going to work on it. We're going to work on these things that matter that we've been striving for so long. Also this year, the Foundation for Excellence will be investing $1 million and new or improved sidewalks throughout the city, focusing on it, yeah? Focusing on areas near parks and schools, including parks like Fraze and Rockwell, Davis Street Park, as well as Springmont and Henderson Tot Lots, which have all recently been redeveloped thanks to our Parks and Recreation Department. Mr. Director, where are you? Wave your arms, man. These investments in our parks and other public spaces like Bates Alley. Have you experienced Bates Alley yet? Thank you, Mr. President. These are all steps towards creating inviting public places that are available for everyone to enjoy, for every citizen to have the opportunity to enjoy. And it's not just streets and sidewalks and parks that we're working on. Every day, we provide more than 20 million gallons of safe water to the community. Every day. And for 60 years, this city has treated its water to help prevent lead and other chemicals from entering it. 60 years. But I'm excited because we are now replacing more lead lines per year than ever before. And we are committed to continue this work until every single lead line in our community are removed. Every single one. People are relying on us to provide clean and safe water, and we take that work very, very seriously. As a city, our neighbors share our prosperity and our success, just as we share theirs. We collaborate to reduce costs and increase efficiencies. There are also times we receive a call for help from a neighboring community when something goes wrong. I am so proud of our public services teams, led by our amazing public services director, James Baker. Because in the last 2 years, they've responded to emergency declarations in other cities, one in Parchment and one in Grand Rapids. These team members acted immediately to address PFAS in Parchment, allowing safe water to flow. And our forestry crews worked to help Michigan's second largest city get powered up after a major ice storm. We were there as good neighbors. And I believe they would be here for us as well. Pretty proud of these folks. Pretty proud of these folks. Thank you, team. So we have an opportunity coming up. We do. But before I do that, I realized I didn't recognize Mr. Sheridan. And I want him to stand up. This is the gentleman I mentioned that was able to save his home through our program, and I neglected to have you stand. We are glad you're in your house. So glad you are in your house. And there's something that we only talk about every 10 years. Every 10 years in this community and in this nation. It's the 2020 census. The 2020 census will have a huge impact on our community, affecting the work we are trying to accomplish in our neighborhoods, on the streets. Hundreds of federal programs, billions of dollars in this nation to cities all over the country, all based on the number of people living in our city or in their cities. It is critical that every person in our city is counted because every person in Kalamazoo counts. We need everyone to be involved and encourage everyone you know, to participate in the census. So what happens is communities develop these complete count committees. Ours will be developing to move this work forward, so you will have some tasks to do when we roll ours out. And I hope you will commit to making sure every Kalamazooan counts. Since we're talking about counting and what counts, we need to think about how we are evaluating our programs. I talked a lot about them tonight. So tonight I'm proud to share a glimpse of a public dashboard that will provide open and transparent information. We will also be developing our more open data platform that will provide you additional access to your city, to your government. And I want to let you know that we're already working with the amazing Upjohn Institute to support all of this work to measure what matters. Anyone from the Institute in the house right now? Give a wave. Stand up, fellas. Let me see you. Lady, I see you, Bridget. The Institute is this amazing gem that is internationally known right here in our downtown. Right here in our downtown. And sometimes we underestimate that. We underestimate that. Now, I know I've mentioned the Foundation for Excellence a few times tonight. And I want to remind everyone of what is unique, what this unique motto is. For the past 3 years, the FFE has reduced the property tax in the city, helped balance the city's budget, and provide nearly $30 million for aspirational projects like the ones I've mentioned tonight. But there is more work to be done, especially on creating a permanent FFE endowment to support the city. Now, I'm pleased to announce that the FFE campaign co-chairs have engaged with CCS fundraising to drive a funding strategy for the endowment. The plan will be completed this month and will provide targets and goals for reaching out to foundations and organizations and individuals at the national and the local level. And we anticipate great progress on this by the end of the year, because we have to raise $500 million. It's that simple to say. But I believe in us. I believe we can do it, because Kalamazoo is resilient. It is hopeful. Amazing opportunities are in front of us, and we are positioned well to seize them. If we innovate, work hard, leverage the strengths of our diversity, and our future is bright. We should draw inspiration from great work being done in other communities and around the world. But always, always recognizing that the best examples will often be found right here, in our neighborhoods, in our businesses, and most of all, in our people, right here. We will celebrate and build on the new and creative ideas that are successful. But like anything, new and ambitious, there may be mistakes along the way. But we will learn from them as we search for the most effective and impactful investments. Through this process, we will honestly evaluate our work to ensure that we are on the right path. And as a true Marvel movie fanatic, a quote from the great Captain America had to come into this speech. And that quote is, "We will do this all together. Together we are the City of Promise." A perfectly imperfect place. Together we are a community of compassion and diversity, entrepreneurial spirit and creativity, designing and building and developing the great masterpiece in progress. I challenge you tonight to find new ways to commit to building this masterpiece, this city, with us. With us. You know, serving as Kalamazoo's 30th mayor for the last 12 years has been an honor. I'm humbled and grateful for the opportunity to serve the community that has made me who I am. But I'm even more grateful for the people who believed in me and supported me when I was young. because that support that was provided, ultimately made it possible for this East Side kid, James, to become the mayor of our great city. This time next year, I will not be Kalamazoo's mayor. I will be Citizen Hopewell. But there are many smart and amazing leaders among us, and I serve with many of them. And this work is not about any one person. As mayor or not, I will still actively support this work for our next mayor and all the future mayors and commissioners and city employees and entrepreneurs and Promise scholars and leaders growing up right now in the Vine or in downtown, Northside or Millwood, Edison, Winchell, or Eastside, or Southside, or any of Kalamazoo's great neighborhoods. And I hope that you will support their journey as well and help share our community's prosperity. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.